I think we're ready to resume.
So I let council.
So there are two new revisions that address some of the comments made today. The first is on page 10, and that relates to the secondary treatment statement. So instead of secondary treatment alone does not reduce pathogens significantly, it will say significant pathogens remain after secondary treatment. The second change is on page 16, I believe, 15 or 16.
Starts on the bottom of 15.
Yes, so this relates to staff costs. It strikes the remainder of the paragraph on 15 and 16 and instead says creates a sufficient deterrent and is an appropriate penalty given the nature and circumstances of the violation as set forth above and in the order.
Just to clarify, it's 14 and 15.
Sorry, thank you. So those are the two changes that have been proposed off of the revised order. Scroll up or down?
Down.
Down. Yeah.
And that is the extent of the changes agreed to in closed session?
Yes. So we do then at this stage.
It goes to the board.
Goes to our board for a final vote. And based on this language revised, so we'll have a roll call, and then we'll start with a motion. So do we have a motion to approve the language and the changes as is of this ACL?
I will move to approve the language changes and the order as written.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
And can we have a brief comment?
Yes.
If we have a motion. Okay. All right. Well, my brief comment is that last time we met and today, both the prosecution and the defense presented what I thought were good arguments. And being independent thinkers, you won't be surprised that probably no one here agreed with all of the prosecution or all of the defense arguments. And so both last time and this time less so than last time, we made what I thought were pretty significant changes. And I think we started upwards around a $90,000 figure, and we're downwards to approximately a $64,000 figure in recognition of everything that we heard. So I just want to say thank you to both teams of staff. I thought you did a very good job, and this is a serious matter to everybody. There is some precedence, there is some image, and there is some financial consequence, but I think that we've done the best we can to give proper justice in this case.
So roll call.
Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes?
Yes.
Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Mr. Johnston?
No.
Okay, so this motion passed, and this basically ends this ACL matter. And so thank you again. I think I'll echo the comments made by Mayor Delgado. I want to thank all of you for your assistance, your due diligence is presenting all the facts, and I want to thank my fellow board members for also, you know, really making a good effort in looking at all the facts, and that's why we were back today, you know, reviewing this, and also as shared the last time, we don't want to at all overlook, you know, the good efforts that, you know, your district has made and the great progress that you have made also in upgrading your system and your facilities. So, and the fact that, you know, you certainly have also some good recognition in the industries for some of your, you know, for your accomplishments. So this is not taking away all the good things that you have done. So thank you so much.